business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive, image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
All right, get ready. The Bigger Show. The Bigger Show will be live in 3.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas.
Put him up.
That's David Christmas.
Put him up, put him up, put him up.
And he's in a fine mood on this Tuesday morning.
I think you were one hand behind my back.
Quit it. If you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. It's July 22nd, if you can believe it. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern. And I tell you what, that David Christmas is in fine spirits this morning. Yes, I said to him, I said, how are you feeling on this Tuesday morning? And you said what?
Stupendous.
Stupendous?
Is that a word?
It is a word. Okay. It is indeed. I tell you what's got you feeling so stupendous on this Tuesday morning?
I tell you what, man, Carla, physically, I really do feel warm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, basically, the it's really a slow pace.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm really starting to see my body come back to where, you know, where
mm-hmm.
it was. And I mean,
To the svelte, lean, mean fighting machine
well,
that it used
so
to be.
Well, not so much that, Carlette. I mean, getting rid of some of that excess fat.
You don't even want to go that deep.
Man, I don't even want to get that deep because I'm not that naive to understand that I'll probably never be where I was when I was 25, 30
of course.
Years old. But
I don't think any of us. Well, exactly. Some people will.
Right,
there will be a few, but
you know,
not
you have to. You have to admit that I had gotten a tad bit overweight. I mean, you know, so just to get back closer to,
mm-hmm.
not anywhere near, but just closer to my normal weight.
Just closer feels good.
Oh, man, it's like the closer I get to it, the better I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, I really am feeling better.
Right.
Resting better.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just lovely.
And so how does your inner body feel? You know, because sometimes, not sometimes, but most of the times when you put on excess weight, you know, your body, your inner, if that makes sense, the inner part of your body just doesn't feel good.
Exactly.
So how's your inner body feel?
Well, you know, my inner body's great. I mean, and I've been dealing with that part of it for a while
mm-hmm.
because I've had to have my mental state
mm-hmm.
in excellent physical condition because I wasn't in good condition, you know, actually
mm-hmm.
physically.
Mm-hmm.
So my mental has always been good. And that's, I guess that's why now that physically I'm coming back to myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, shucks, mentally I was already ready.
Wow.
If I could have just been living on the mental part of
mm-hmm.
how I was, man, it would have been a breeze.
And I guess that's why the two have to merge. The mental and the physical have to merge in order to really come into togetherness so that the body can work, the body and mind can work in harmony with the universe. And when they're sort of out of sync, you just don't really feel good.
Absolutely. And I would say to anybody, don't let yourself get out of, you know, don't let that weight situation get out of hand because it is very hard
mm-hmm.
to get it back in check.
But if you have let it get out of hand, you know, it's never too late to start trying to work
what,
on
Carlette?
It.
It looks like the older you get, the harder it gets to get it back in check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when we were younger, if I would go a few pounds overweight, I would just say, you know what, I'm a few pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to quit eating this, that, or the other. And
know, we'd get to it, and our bodies
absolutely.
Were a lot more resilient then. But what we know, we both have overcome, you know, weight issues. And this is what we like to say to people every single day, no matter what you're battling, if you just don't quit. And we've got it up on our board, we have it posted, and we just constantly remind ourselves that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, if we just don't quit, eventually we will win. And I know you guys are probably saying, boy, I'm sick of hearing about DC's weight. But you know what? Just as we encourage all of you
I encourage him, and no matter how many diets or eating programs or changes that we have gone through in our family, we, young Deuce Christmas and I, we just get back on the horse with him, and we say, you know what, we're not going to quit until we see the victory. And so each day I see it, and I see DC morphing back into a place where he feels comfortable, a place where his clothes feel better, and I can just see the energy. And so that makes me excited for him, because I too have, you know, struggled with weight after I had young Deuce Christmas for a couple years. And people will say, well, baby weight, but you know, weight is weight, and it all matters. And so no matter what you're dealing with this morning, if you just don't quit. And this morning when we walked into the studio, we said, wow, what a difference just a day makes. You know, sometimes you can be tempted to quit. Sometimes you can be tempted to make decisions that are really not good. But if you just wait, just as we were talking about yesterday, you just wait on it. You just wait. You know what? Everything lines up just the way it's supposed to be. And yesterday after we left the microphone, we got several emails and several phone calls from various different people that were going through just what we were talking about. They were going through changes in their season, and they said, you know what, you guys are right on point. A couple people said, you know what, I got sort of downsized out of my job. I got sort of a notice where my company said, you know, I needed to go ahead and move out. And so a lot of people were saying, wow, you know, I got opportunities to move to another company. I've been with my company for years and years and years, and now I'm looking at some other opportunities. So a lot of people are going through the uncertainties that we talked about yesterday of being in the middle or at the end of a season. And we would say to you again today, when you just dig in deep and you trust the process, what you'll understand. And I was thinking about it after we got those emails and phone calls from people. I was thinking about those times, DC, in our lives where we got fired from a job and how much that really, really hurts at that moment. But then if you just hang in there, after you get through the hurt and the grief of loss, the grief of, you know, what's going to happen to my family? I mean, so many people yesterday, as we were delivering food boxes, we got emails, we got, you know, calls from people that were really, really challenged about where they are in their jobs. A lot of people being fired, unfortunately. And after you've been through that experience, we can say to people with great boldness and great confidence, DC, that many times God does for us what we cannot and what we probably would not do for ourselves.
That's correct. Or it may be a situation where you're just not doing what you're supposed to do.
It could be. It could be.
Know? But, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, it's not that. It is, you know, the fact that
the season is over.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's like people have a hard time dealing with the season being over. And sometimes it's even harder, as you said, when you have to face the reality and own the truth that you weren't doing what you needed to be doing and that you weren't maybe doing the great job that you thought you were doing. And you get moved out of one place and you're forced to move into another place. And so there are all sorts of dynamics that are involved in that. And you're right on point. Sometimes you just, you know, you just have to own that. And how hard is it to own that truth?
Man, I'm going to tell you, when you're wrong about anything, it's just hard. I mean, it's just, it's really hard for us to accept being wrong. And I think, especially when we're dealing ego and pride, and, you know, things are, we want them to be different because of whatever motives that we have or whatever our agenda may be. You know, we want them to be, you know, and we just don't want the hard, cold truth to come out the way it comes out, and we don't want people to see it the way it, and we don't want to look at it.
No.
I mean, we don't want to look at it, and I understand that. I've been in that predicament many times in my life where I just didn't want to see the truth. But until you can actually see the truth you really just can't really start to heal from whatever it is that you're going through and get into some acceptance about it and some reality and know that this is just where it is. The rubber is meeting the road,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
And to make a change, you know, you have to go ahead and accept and appreciate and move on,
mm-hmm.
you know, deal with it and move on. That's, you know, that's about the size of it.
Well, you've been a great person to really expose truth and deal with your own truth.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
so
I really deal with my own truth.
I know.
I try to, you know, not mind trip myself into thinking, because, you know, I've done that so much in the past
uh-huh.
that, you know, I really have, you know, done that a lot, where I just did not want to really accept what it was
mm-hmm.
for what it was and move on to the next thing. Sometimes we like to linger in or lull
mm-hmm.
and wallow in things that we need to be getting up from and moving on to the next thing. And that could be dangerous and hazardous.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I am in the process of growing into truth and owning my truth. And I know, as you said, for many people, including myself, that truth sometimes is very difficult to face. And sometimes it takes forever. And then some people never, ever get there about their own truth. And so this morning, as you're traveling in, no matter what you're challenged by, I think unless and until you're really honest with yourself and really able to own those things that have happened, you never really are truly free to move on to the next thing until you really own it, until you really do that self-inventory of, mm-hmm. okay, did I really do all that I could do where I was? Did I do some of the things that they said I was doing? Or are you just so self-righteous that you feel like you were just really all that and you were wronged? Well, you know, it's always this balance, I think, that we need to find with ourselves, with our jobs, with our lives, with our families. And until we get to that place, I don't think that you ever really become totally free. But this is what I do know for sure. I do know for sure that whatever state that you're in, and we talked about this yesterday, Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state. Keyword yesterday was learn.
Yeah.
And when you learn to be content in whatever state, mm-hmm. then you can feel comfortable, you can feel at peace, and you know that if you just don't quit, great things will happen. I know that
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, you have to be careful, too, when you're lulling around in those areas like that, because that makes you very, very susceptible to others' influences.
Mm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? When you're not really wanting to accept reality and
mm-hmm.
accepting things for what they really are,
mm-hmm.
then that makes it easy for others to come around you with their agendas
mm-hmm.
because you don't really want to see what you need to see,
mm-hmm.
and they'll give you something to see. And it's a lot of forces out around us that will be happy to give you something to believe in, but it may not meet, you know, what's good for you.
Right. And so I guess this morning the message is, be mindful about who you allow to speak into your life, no matter where you are on the road. We're all in the process. If you just don't quit, if you put good, positive things in, and most importantly, if you're honest, great things will happen. And, you know, the thing about great things is that we never know when they're going to happen. And that's really the hard part, waiting for it. But I tell you what, it's Tuesday morning. Boy, we're making it through the month. Oh, we're only just a few weeks from school starting. And that means that parents are shopping already for school supplies. That means that parents, we're talking in our house about school shoes. We're talking about uniforms and all that that entails. So kids are soaking up the last bit of summer. And as they're doing so, we remind you every single morning to make sure that you're watching out for them throughout the entire day. We ask you every single day to do a little bit better today than you did yesterday. We simply call it progress instead of perfection. That means being less engaged today with your mobile devices than you were yesterday. Again, make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others, not just on your drive-in, but throughout the day. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and a spirit of excellence since 1989. For more information on how you can connect with Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-9537. minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Their number, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number to phone for all of your home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. Already, it's 7:55 local time, 8:55 Eastern. We're going to tell you what's on point and what's coming on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 2 minutes after 8 local time, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern. And this morning on Point, we're joined by David Melançon from the American Red Cross. They are having their 11th annual La Cuisine de la Louisiane. David, good morning and
good morning.
Welcome
good
back.
Morning.
That is such a mouthful. Let's talk about it, the 11th annual.
11th annual La Cuisine de la Louisiane. The Paragon celebrating 20 years this year. Mm. We're celebrating our 11th annual La Cuisine de la Louisiane. And I can tell you, DC, I know you're on a diet, so you might not want to come to this event, or you can just eat before you come.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's my new rule.
That's right. Eat the foods you need to eat before you come so you won't be tempted. Yeah, I brought some cupcakes and donuts out in the lobby. I just wanted to see how committed you are to this eating plan.
DC, now what is up with everybody that comes to the show now? They want to bring donuts. They want to bring sugar. He didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it.
Yeah, he's just messing with you. But you know, we're getting propositioned with food like from every direction, and he is standing strong, but this is going to be like the mother of all food dishes.
Yeah, this is a phenomenal event. We have foodies that come year after year, people who love good food and love trying new food and new dishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening July 27th, this Sunday, from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be at the Mari Showroom at the Paragon Casino, and it is literally a culinary extravaganza. Mm. We're going to have live entertainment out there and free tastings, all you can eat, all you can eat, from about 30 different restaurants. This
wow.
is a cooperative effort between, first of all, the Paragon hosted, and they are so gracious to allow us as nonprofits to come in and participate in this event.
Mm-hmm.
There's three nonprofits that are participating. It's the Central Louisiana Red Cross. It's also the Voile Society for the Developmentally Disabled that does a good job with a day program for developmentally disabled adults, either getting them to work out in the community, or if they're unable to do that, they can work at the Silver Lining Pie Company,
yes.
which is in Marksville.
Absolutely.
It's right off of Monroe Street
mm-hmm.
In Marksville. and also the Faith House. The Faith House is a crisis center for domestic violence women and children. Mm-hmm. And so it's all three very good nonprofits that are going to be the beneficiaries of ticket sales, silent auction items, and sponsorships. Thing to remember is that when you buy a ticket, if you call the American Red Cross and you buy a ticket, that $35 goes directly to the Red Cross.
Wow.
If you call the Voiles Society for the Developmentally Disabled, they get the $35.
Mm-hmm.
There will be tickets available at the door.
So, like, each entity is selling tickets.
Each entity is selling tickets, but they will be available at the door. The thing with it being available at the door is that sale is split three ways.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So the more tickets we can sell in advance, mm-hmm. certainly the more advantageous it is for us and also for the other nonprofits that are participating.
Absolutely. And for anybody that knows anything about these nonprofits in our community, they are doing great work. But we say it all the time, it takes money. And what a lot of people don't know, David, is that these organizations are not federally funded.
No, none of these organizations. We're certainly not federally funded. None of the other two organizations are federally funded. They may get grants from different organizations,
right,
but it's not the federal government that's funding them. So money is always an issue for us to
mm-hmm.
keep for us at the Red Cross to keep our ongoing training going, to keep a fleet of vehicles ready, to do the kind of work that we do. Last year, our fiscal year just ended on June 30th. We paid out over $80,000 to over 500 individuals who had been victims of home fires.
Mm.
And that's a pretty significant number of people. And that's across our eight parish service area.
Right. And what we like to remind people is that you don't want to get involved when it's your family or your crisis or your friend or your loved ones. Get involved beforehand. And the way that we can help to support all of these entities is by simply purchasing a ticket. Now, you may say, well, you know, I'm not going to go, but you can still give a donation. But for those people that are looking for an incredible, incredible event to attend where you can just have all the food and entertainment right there at your fingertips, this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And listen, this is a Sunday afternoon. It is hot in July. Let's face it. It is
hot in
July.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an air-conditioned ballroom to go into with a lot of great food. They do have a cash bar available there. But I will tell you that many of the restaurants bring their own beverages to serve as well. Let me give you a rundown of who's going to be there.
Great.
So people will be able to say, hey, I want to go to that. Little Cakes from here in Alexandria,
oh,
Little Cakes with Big Attitude, Sorry DC, with cupcakes. The Roost Spoon, which is a great catering company, they're going to be fixing bourbon meatballs. Bourbon meatballs.
Wow.
She won't give her recipe for bourbon meatballs. Texas Roadhouse is doing portobello mushroom chicken. Mi Tierra Restaurante Mexicano, who's out in Forest Hill, they're doing their award-winning tamales and ceviche, which is seafood. They're also going to have white sangria and margaritas, which if you've ever been out to Mi Tierra, those are some incredible margaritas. Juju's Country Cajun Deli, they're from Winfield, actually. They're going to be doing a line of salad dressings that they produce with veggies and appetizers. Piece of Cake Bakery in Pineville.
Mm.
They're bringing cakes, cupcakes, brownies, ooey gooey bars, which are my favorite. Backwoods Catering, they're doing some pork steaks. Good People Kitchen.
Pork steaks. What?
Pork steaks, yes.
David Christmas is a pork steak man.
Oh, he's going to be there, I know. He's going to be lined up there, maybe for more than one helper.
Like, is he going to be grilling those, I wonder? How's he going to be preparing those?
Well, no, they can't be grilled because they're inside the Mari showroom. So somehow they have to be prepared in advance and kept warm in chafing dishes.
That's going
to
be
good. Good People Kitchen. If you've never been to this place, this is an incredible place. It's right there where Kitchen Warehouse used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's next door to Atwood's. They have a lot of healthy dishes, and for those of you who are into paleo diets, they do have paleo dishes available. They're going to be making meatballs and spaghetti squash, which is pretty
incredible.
I had
it. Spaghetti squash. So is that like spaghetti with squash in it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Was it good?
It was incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, I have to tell you, is one of my favorites. I probably shouldn't say that it's my favorite, but it's one of my favorites. It's 1921 Jackson Street. They are located at 1921 Jackson Street. They're a new coffee shop that's in town. Ginger, the chef there, was a chef under Susan Spicer in New Orleans.
Okay.
She's an incredible chef. They're making plum barbecue pork sliders with coleslaw on a sweet potato brioche.
Jesus.
And everything is handmade. Everything is made from scratch.
Wow.
Two Rain Catering, which some of you may know, they're
what?
Right across from
Incredible.
Oriental Walk. There's some good New Orleans folks who have been transplanted here. His specialty is fried ribs.
What?
He's not making fried ribs, but they will be doing a seafood pasta and a chicken pasta. We also have the Steamboat Warehouse. Those guys are coming up from Washington.
Washington, Louisiana.
In Washington, Louisiana. They're serving grilled blue crab cakes drizzled with Florentine cream. And I can tell you, I did KLFY this weekend, Passepartout in Lafayette. He made blackened crawfish cakes with homemade remoulade sauce on.
Wow.
And it was fantastic.
I feel like we've gained 10 pounds just listening to all the great food. So, David, like, did you have to go and try everything before, you know, before they were okayed? Did you try all of these dishes or just?
I wish I could say I did, but I didn't get a chance to. Some of these folks I know, and I've been to their restaurant, so I got an opportunity to try some of these meals, but not all of them. We have Saki Sushi. Irene Lang is coming out from Saki
really?
Sushi.
Are they doing sushi?
They're doing sushi. We'll be doing some sushi, and they'll be doing a seafood salad. The Lennon Closet is going to be an assortment of sweets. The Lennon Closet is actually an event production company.
Mm-hmm.
They produce weddings and different functions. But she has an incredible sweets table that she sets up every time for some of her events. She's going to be doing that. And we also have for
you got
those
more?
People, we have more.
Wow.
For those people who are in Avoyelles Parish, they have a list in Avoyelles Parish that they've lined up. The Chicken Palace, Duran's Food Center, Panorama Food, Bernard's Cajun Sea Fry, Cologne's Catering, the Silver Lining Pie Company, which I mentioned just a second ago, Preston Street Meat Market, Las Frijolitos. I got to make sure to say that one right.
Frijolitos.
And Two Sisters Salsa.
Mm.
And so those are only two organizations. Lafayette has 10 restaurants of their own. So you're going to have about 30 restaurants to choose from.
Wow.
And the good thing is you can go up and get your tasting.
Uh-huh.
You can get right back in line. If you eat it in line, you can get right back in line and get another serving.
Uh-huh,
meal.
And so what time does the event start?
The event starts at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
It runs until 8 o'clock.
Wow.
We'll also have a silent auction there. So each nonprofit will have items that you can bid on.
Right.
I can tell you that we have a pretty incredible lineup of items. I'm not going to reveal what they are.
All right. I know they're going to be good.
They're absolutely good. We went around picking them up yesterday and gathering them all. So we're going to have a great lineup of items.
So this is going to be an incredible event. And so you can go to church and you don't have to worry about preparing dinner. And you can go get the best of the best of what Louisiana is offering. It is a great event for a great cause. Again, it's called La Cuisine de la Louisiane. It is going to be at the Mari Center, the Mari Showroom in Marksville, Paragon Casino Resort. It's going to be this Sunday at 5:30. And David, you have absolutely outdone yourself with the culinary delights.
Yeah, I think we have a great variety this year. Tickets are $35. You can get them actually three ways. You can call the Red Cross at my desk, which is 619-6904. That's 619-6904. You can also call the Avoyelles Society for the Developmentally Disabled. They answer at 253-6955. That's 253-6955. Or you can go online, actually, and go to ticket-central.org, which is sort of our Alexandria Ticketmaster, run by the Central Louisiana Community Foundation. There's no service charge to you. You pay the $35 flat, and the money comes directly to the Red Cross.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that this 11th annual culinary delightful event is going to be another resounding success. Thank you and all of the folks at the American Red Cross for all that you guys do.
Well, thanks so much, Carlette, and thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Those tickets, once again, are only $35. We'll be giving the number. We'll be giving it throughout the week. 318-253-6955 connects you with the Avoyal Society of the Developmentally Disabled, Marksville. 318-442-6621 connects you with the American Red Cross. 337-267-9422 connects you with Faith House. All of these organizations work really hard to serve our communities, and this is another way that we can give back. It's 8:15 local time, 9:15 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're back right after this. Hey, everybody, before we go to break, you know we've been talking about the culinary delights, and we love our listeners that are always on point. And we have a listener this morning, David, that wants to make a correction about that spaghetti squash.
Well, let's talk about it. It's a listener that's my biggest critic. I would also be known as my wife.
And your biggest fan.
My biggest fan, but my biggest critic. She wrote to me to say, spaghetti squash is not spaghetti with squash in it. It is a vegetable that is strangely like spaghetti, and it has nothing to do with pasta. That's when it's cooked, it's like spaghetti. So now we know that squash is made into a spaghetti-like substance, and it's cooked with meatballs.
And
so,
and he is pounding on the desk, Mrs. Melanson, and he wants to make sure that he gets it just right, but we know now who does the cooking in your house.
That's absolutely
and
right.
You just partake and you have no idea of what you're partaking
of. You got it. I got the eating part down. She does the cooking part. So.
I love it. We just wanted to make that correction for anybody who is thinking of or one of the things that they enjoy, spaghetti squash. But there's going to be lots to choose from. And what I love about these events is that you can go and you can eat things that maybe you've never had before, like I've never had spaghetti squash.
And try restaurants that you've never tried before.
Absolutely.
And also today, you can catch on Good Day Senlaw on KALB. Mandy Chapman from the Roost Spoon is going to be fixing mock shoe. She has a great mock shoe that she's going to be fixing.
What in the world is mock shoe?
Mock shoe. Mock shoe is a good Cajun dish. It's made with corn and tomatoes and bell peppers.
Mm.
It's pretty incredible. My mother-in-law makes it. I know Mandy's going to do a fantastic
job.
Now,
are you going to be on Good Day with Mandy?
I'm not going to be on Good Day. I'm just going for the setup because I have to run to another event. But Mandy is
running
in capable hands.
Running to another event.
Yeah, I have a busy day today, but
well,
Mandy's
going
to be on point and have it all together.
With mock shoe. We love it. Hey, everybody, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for 95 years. You got to love them. Been here since 1919. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. The number to phone, 318-487-9537. Don't forget, J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. They've been here for over 50 years providing trusted and effective pest control for all of the people throughout Louisiana. Consultations, no cost to you. Phone 318-448-4800. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. 318-346-2540. 19 after 8 Central, 19 after 9 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learn by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful. He's smart. He's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network.
Yeah.
Boy, you're feeling good,
the
huh?
Bigger show.
Boy, that groove is
the bigger show.
Got you going on Tuesday
the
morning.
Show. The bigger.
You know what I'm gonna start doing? I'm gonna start introducing us as I guess I'll be Ying, and you'll be Yang.
As long as it's bigger.
As long as it's bigger. I tell you what, we're super excited.
More
stop it. DC, we're super excited.
The most respectable show. The show with the credibility.
Who tickled your funny bone? You know what did it?
David, maybe.
All that talk about food has got your mind reeling.
Man.
He's ready to start doing the happy dance already.
I told Dave we may end up, I think we're going to go.
Have you made the executive decision?
I'm thinking we're, you know.
Just got to go. What got you? You know, but what you got to realize is that Little Cakes is there. Well, and you know that you just.
It's just trying a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you eat before you go.
But you can't get biggity.
No, I'm not going to get biggity. I'm not going
to. Yeah, that's easier said than done. But it is a great, great cause.
It really is.
And $35 to try, you know, over 30 different restaurants. I mean.
As much as you like.
Yeah, as much as you like. But let me just share with people, D.C., that our guest on this Friday is going to be Sarita Ann Jakes.
Sarita Jakes!
Mrs. Jakes has a new book out called The Princess Within for Teens.
Yeah.
And you know what? We are just over the moon about Mrs. Jakes coming to the OPT, as we have had Bishop Jakes already.
A couple times.
We have had Sarah Jakes, their daughter. And on Friday, we're going to have Mrs. Jakes. And, you know, what an incredible story that it is. You know, as we were talking about giving, and I believe it was when we were talking about giving the fans. You know, when you really put your heart out there and you give freely, I'm going to tell you, sometimes things just come back so quickly that you just wonder why you're not opening your heart to giving more. Now, the Potter's House, after that show, literally reached out to us and said, Mrs. Jakes would like to come on the OPT and talk about and share with your listeners her book, The Princess Within. And we said, unequivocally, absolutely, we would love, love, love to have her.
Yes.
And it's really the things that happen for and to the OPT DC has a lot to do, I believe, with our open heart to give. And the willingness to be able to give, and not just information, not just airtime to those people who are in need. And you have so eloquently opened that up for people who are trying to raise money for their nonprofits, people that are doing great things in the community, to come on at no cost to them and to share what they're doing with all of our listeners. And I believe that when you have that heart for giving and serving, no doubt about it, the principle just works.
Yes, it does.
You know, and so, like on days like yesterday, just seeing our seniors and being able to serve them, it was hot. But you know what? What really does it for me is when those people, those seniors, look into your face and they just say, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. It just really, it's all worth it. And you know, I don't know how our son is processing serving and giving of his time, but he does it humbly. He just does what his dad says, and, you know, he just gets to it. And I appreciate that. And you said this time, you said, and we're always happy when he comes because those boxes were really, really.
Oh, they were really heavy yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, he's pumping iron, and he's getting stronger and stronger. And it's just really, it's humbling to just see him go in, because he's not a real big talker. And so he's not a man, a young man of many words, but just to see him go in and be able to interact with people. And especially since we've taken the video games out, you know, it's causing him to have to engage more.
Yes, it is.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
Like that. But doesn't it do your heart good to see, you know, see the seniors on the route and see?
Man, I tell you, Carlette, from the beginning, you know, I was telling you, it really moved me.
Mm-hmm.
To see how effective, mm-hmm, what we do, the partnership that we have with the food bank and with Pastors Ron Gallison and Linda Gallison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has become just something that it's near and dear to our hearts, and we look forward to it. At one Monday of every month. Sometimes it's the last Monday of the month. Sometimes it's the second to the last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a schedule. And, you know, most of the people who we deliver the boxes to listen to the program to know when we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they just meet us. And
they're waiting.
Absolutely. They're waiting. And some of them we deliver them, you know, like Miss Kyle in Cottonport. You know, we found out that, you know, she was having difficulty getting down there. And we're going right by her house on the way. So right. We told her, look, we can just deliver this to you.
Right. And she was really blessed by that.
Absolutely. No need to come pick it up. Mm-hmm. We're coming right by here. So it's things like that. I mean, it is good for us. Mm-hmm. It is really something good for us to do. It helps us. It's like when you give like this, mm-hmm. it does something to you that I just can't really explain. The only way that for you to be able to appreciate what you get when you give like this is to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really hard to explain, because it sounds sort of crazy, because it's like you get just as much as the people that you're giving to.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, in the natural, it doesn't sound right.
Absolutely. And how do you think young David Christmas is processing, you know, giving his time, and, you know, because he's off of football practice on Mondays. And, you know, how do you think that he processes?
I just think he just does. Really, David is just a real humble, obedient kid. He just does what you tell him. He really doesn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to him one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know, he could take it or leave it. And, you know, that's just who he is. That's his personality right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he does it humbly. And you just can't see where he's not okay with doing it, because you can't see it. He just seems like he's like, okay, what do you want me to do next?
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, switching gears just a little bit, a lot making the news on the health scene. And I just wanted to share with you this story. And DC and I, we're talking about this story on yesterday. The doctor at Johns Hopkins is being sued, or has been sued, for $190 million. And he is a gynecologist. And ladies, I know that if you have not heard the story, you will really feel a sense of betrayal from the story. Well, his name is Dr. Nikita Levy. And over 8,000 of his patients were involved in this thing that he was doing. And what he was doing, he was videoing women. And they have about 1,200 videos and 140 photos. And so what alerted them, this doctor's been practicing at Johns Hopkins for some 25 years, gynecologist. What alerted them was that a nurse noticed that as he was examining his patients, DC, he had this pin-like camera around his neck. And he was using this pin-like camera to go in and photograph women's genitalia. Yes, their sex organs. 25 years this doctor's been doing this. And so there was a class action lawsuit. They got $190 million, but the women were saying that they felt violated. And they were talking about just how destructive what he did was. And someone said, well, you know, you really couldn't tell whose sex organs that they were, because he photographed the women, their vaginas and inside, but he didn't photograph their faces. And so I started thinking, as I was reading the article, I said, well, you know, how do they know? You know, because I certainly wouldn't be able to identify my uterus or my ovaries, you know, by a picture. But then as I read on further and read the entire story, women that had been his patients for years were wondering, wow, did he violate me? And the way he got caught was just a nurse. She said she noticed that he was using this pin-like structure on his, you know, that he was wearing around his neck.
Right.
And he was literally photographing the women. And so she reported it, and then the whole thing started. They started doing, you know, investigations and found out. They went and found all of these pictures on his computer. And a lot of the women, one woman said, and she did give her name, she said that after she found out about this, that she had never seen another gynecologist since, and how violated that she felt. A lot of the other women said that they felt that he was inappropriate at times. A lot of mothers said that they were asked to leave the room when their daughters, young women, were being examined.
Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
And then the nurses complained that he was asking them to leave the room. Now, this is just something that most women know, but maybe not, that when your doctor is a man, and even if your doctor is a woman, gynecologist, there almost always needs to be a nurse in the room with him. Well, he was dismissing the nurse. And a lot of the mothers were wondering why they were asked to leave the room as their daughters were being examined.
So he was dismissing the nurses while he was...
photographing the women.
The daughters and some mothers.
Yes, and some mothers.
Wow.
Yes, and a lot of women said that they felt betrayed. The class action lawsuit said that more than 8,000 former patients of Dr. Levy's were associated, and that they had found about 1,200 videos and 140 photographs. Now, the irony of the story is this. After he was confronted, and everybody wants to know in the investigation, why was he doing this? There was no evidence of, you know, this appearing anywhere, or there was no real reason why he was doing this.
What did he say?
He committed suicide.
Before he said what he was
yes.
doing?
Yes, yes. After he was charged and confronted, he committed suicide. And he didn't shoot himself. What he did was he was found with a plastic bag covering tied to his head, and some sort of way a helium pump was connected to that. I couldn't really get the significance of what that was, but, you know, a lot of people really felt a breach of trust, they felt betrayed. And then, you know, all of that said, they don't know why he was doing it. And so I guess the reason why it was important to share this story is so that women will understand. Sometimes when we get into the doctor's office, we don't really speak up. We don't express our discomfort with things, and we never really say anything, and thousands of women literally felt that twinge, maybe that instinct of something not being right, and never said anything. So own your power, and if something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right. So just food for thought. And you know what? That's probably not happening often, but in those rare cases, it just gives you pause, and it makes you want to protect yourself and protect the sanctity of your body. It's 8:43 local time, 9:43 Eastern. Of course, it's Tuesday. We're well on our way, headed straight toward the middle of the week already. This segment, sponsored by Solo Productions, capturing your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. For more information, 318-581-9106. Their website, www.solophotoproductions.com. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, providing resources and networks that we all need for success. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. They do any auto repairs that you might need, brakes, transmissions, engines. Brother and his team can do it all. And I guarantee you, it doesn't matter if it's large or small, they can handle it and they can be trusted. Located at 6304 Masonic Drive, or phone 318-443-5741. You're on point, the official OPT network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs,
Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally.
My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere.
A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, July 22nd. It's 8:57 local time, 9:57 Eastern. And we're cruising right on by this morning.
Cruising.
Yeah. It feels good on this Tuesday morning, doesn't it?
Feels good.
Yeah. It feels great in the atmosphere. And if you're on your way, remember that a positive mental attitude, it can absolutely determine your altitude, how high you can determine you're going to fly this morning. Or you can be traveling in saying, woe is me, not close enough to the weekend. Well, you got to grab hold of that Monday morning momentum. And you got to just really, really find that sense of gratitude. And every time I talk about gratitude, I start to think, what am I grateful for? And yesterday, as I lay on my hammock, D.C., as you and young Deuce Christmas were doing your thing, I lay on my hammock and I am, you know, it's not really cool outside, but it's not really hot either. Yeah, but it was nice outside yesterday. And so I go outside yesterday and I lay on my hammock and I'm looking at my little dog. His name is Oliver. And I say, you know what? I'm grateful for our little dog. Nobody loves you like your dog. If you've ever had a dog, and for years and years and years, we never had a dog. Because at our house, dogs weren't welcome inside. They just weren't welcome inside the house. If you grew up in one of those families, you already know. You weren't going to have no dog in the house. It just wasn't going to happen. But then as you get to be an adult and you can make those decisions for yourself, and it took my mom, even after we got Oliver, a long time to be okay with, really, the dog lives in the house. Yeah, he lives in the house, and this is his house. And so, you know, if you've ever had a dog, and so we've been having Oliver since young Deuce Christmas was, like, in the second grade. So he's a part of our family, and he's grown with us. And if you have ever had a dog, you know that they become a part of your family. And so yesterday, as I lay on my hammock, and I am the one that he really, really loves in the family because I love on him. And no matter how I'm feeling, no matter what the day is, at the end of the day, when we get home, David can go in the house, young David can go in the house, but my dog is going to find me, and he's going to love on me,